Facebook is trying to make password recovery more secure, Vizio is watching you, and the ECPA sorely needs an update. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I am Shannon Morrison. This is ThreatWire for Tuesday, February 7, 2017. Your summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. This show is now on iTunes as well as your favorite podcasting app, thanks to our patrons over at patreon.com/threatwire. So make sure to subscribe, and now it's on to the news. The first story being all about Facebook again, which is kind of weird. They usually don't go in ThreatWire 2 weeks in a row, but forgetting your password, yeah, it totally sucks. So Facebook is trying to fix that problem by making the process more secure and easier. Right now, we depend on security questions like, what is the name of your childhood pet? To authenticate ourselves and change our password if we forget it. These questions can be social engineered out of anyone pretty easily, even through their Facebook profile. How ironic. And sometimes they are not encrypted properly on the site. SMS or email one-time tokens for password recovery also lack end-to-end encryption and depend on more than just the site's protocols. They also depend on your carrier, your email provider, etc. So, starting last week, Facebook will allow you to get recovery credentials for your GitHub account through Facebook. This is not the same as OAuth, which you've probably seen on sites that say login with Facebook or login with Google or whatever they might say. In this case, you would use HTTPS encrypted links and a GitHub recovery token, which is saved with your Facebook account. If you lose access to GitHub, the recovery token from Facebook is sent over to GitHub with a timestamp. Neither site shares personal information about the person, and the token is also encrypted. Facebook will use rate limiting, so if someone gains access to an account, they cannot use this token to get into other sites that use a service all at once. It limits the rate at which a token can be used to access sites simultaneously. Facebook wants to make this available for more sites than just GitHub, so they have open sourced the protocol on their own GitHub page. They have also included this in their bug bounty program, so if you are a security researcher and you find a vulnerability with it, you can get paid. You can't trust anyone these days. You can't even trust your TV not to spy on you. Although I feel like we kind of already knew that. In a Monday ruling by the US Federal Trade Commission, Vizio has to pay $2.2 million to the FTC and the New Jersey Division of Consumer Affairs for installing software that collected viewing data on 11 million TVs without user consent or knowledge. Now, Vizio has to disclose practices, they can no longer misrepresent the data they collect, and they have to implement a privacy program plus a biennial review. They also have to delete any data from before March 1st, 2016. This was the outcome of a really long investigation into Vizio's smart interactivity feature, which was collecting watching data from those TVs and then selling it to advertisers. And it's not just information on what you are watching on TV. They also knew about data from set-top boxes, from your DVDs, from over-the-air broadcasts, and they had data on your gender, age, income, education, household size, the value of your household, and household ownership, and also marital status, just to name a few. Vizio says the software never paired viewing data with personally identifiable information such as name or contact information, and the commission did not allege or contend otherwise. Instead, as the complaint notes, the practices challenged by the government related only to the use of viewing data in the aggregate to create summary reports measuring viewing audiences on behaviors. Oh, by the way, the software also periodically included IP addresses to the collected information. Yeah, Vizio is not admitting fault in the settlement, of course. The ECPA, or the Electronic Communications Privacy Act, is a 30-year-old act that has a fun little loophole allowing for warrantless collection of U.S. citizens' emails. That's right, the law considers any emails still on a server older than 6 months to be considered abandoned and open for spying on. Currently, Congress is trying to update the ECPA, with the House of Representatives passing unanimously the Email Privacy Act, which would require warrants for online communications that are over 180 days old. This also applies to files stored on cloud servers, like photos on Facebook, or documents that you might share on Dropbox, which we highly recommend that you should be encrypting before storing on any cloud server anyway, but that's beside the point. The House did pass a reform last year too, but it expired when Senator Jeff Sessions and Senator John Cornyn added surveillance amendments to the reform. Since Sessions is most likely going to be Attorney General, at the time of recording, his confirmation vote was not complete. He will also likely resign from the Senate on Wednesday after voting in DeVos, which means a reform may now be possible for the ECPA. Before I go, I want to give a huge thanks to everyone who has supported the show so far over on Patreon. You have made it possible for us to create a video RSS feed for iTunes along with your favorite podcasting apps. So you can now download the show for your Apple devices as well as your Android devices. If you find value from this, you want to spare a few cents an episode, it's greatly appreciated. Please consider becoming a patron over at patreon.com/threatwire. And we may even feature your adorable fur babies, just like these ones, in our next episode. These ones are brand new. They're super cute. Thank you so much for sending them in at that perk level. Truly appreciate it. You will also get access to extra content, an audio RSS feed, and new perk levels. I hope that you will contribute to help us keep this coming completely independent and ad-free. And of course, if you cannot donate, you can always like, share, subscribe, or download the show. It always goes a very, very long way. And of course, you can find all of our episodes, links to our social networks, and all the other ways to contribute over at threatwire.net. And with that, I am Shannon Morse, and I will see you on the internet.